Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Another check-in on the Obama administration's war in Afghanistan, where the country is now seeing some of the tactics that we've already seen in the Iraq conflict, specifically the use of improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. At least 46 U.S. soldiers have been killed by the bombs so far this year in Afghanistan. The American military says those IEDs are less powerful and less complex than those used in Iraq, but they're becoming more common. What does this mean? Joining us now, Jeremy Binney, senior analyst for terrorism and insurgency at Jane's Intelligence Group. He joins us from London. Jeremy, we've already had reports on this program that al-Qaeda has migrated to areas in Africa. I'm wondering if there are al-Qaeda migrations that might be relevant to an Iraq-Afghanistan connection that might be influencing these IUDs, although it is the case that you can put together an IUD without a whole lot of intelligence, right?
Yeah, that is the case. I mean, they can be relatively simple devices, so you don't necessarily have to have a sort of large transfer of personnel from Iraq to Afghanistan. And in fact, the IEDs, rotile IEDs in Afghanistan, haven't really demonstrated nearly the level of sophistication that that they did in Iraq.
Right, IEDs, improvised explosive devices. My wife has already texted me about saying IUDs. That was a really thrilling moment in radio for me. But anyway, is there a particular sort of sectarian association with these IEDs in Afghanistan?
Sorry, sectarian?
I mean, is it associated with a particular tactic of a particular insurgency? Are there Taliban IEDs? Are there al-Qaeda IEDs? Are there ways of identifying these?
It's not easy. You have to be talking at a really granular level where the counter-IED people will see traces of particular bomb makers, different cells that are operating in the country. But it's difficult to attribute particular types to one of the various factions that are operating under the Taliban banner. So it's a general problem. Supposedly there were orders sent out earlier in the year from Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, to move towards more asymmetric tactics, specifically with reference to IEDs, because this is the best way of inflicting casualties on coalition and Afghan forces without exposing Taliban militants to the superior firepower of the coalition.
Do they also militarily have the effect of increasing vigilance and possibly reducing the effectiveness of tactical troops, in that they're spending a lot of time looking at the ground and maybe less time looking for enemy?
I don't think that's so much of a problem as just the general mobility. So it takes a long time to move troops into an area where you want to conduct an operation. That gives the militants a lot of time to prepare an ambush or melt away, as in how they want to respond. So it's all about tactical mobility to a certain extent. And in certain cases, some roads are fairly much sort of cut off due to the IED threat, and you can't get into certain valleys to conduct operations, and those places become effectively insurgent safe havens.
Indeed. Well, something certainly worth watching. At the very least, the military in Afghanistan has had to bring up countermeasures in the form of maneuverable ambush-protected vehicles and the like. Reporting on the effect of IEDs in Afghanistan, Jeremy Binney, senior analyst for terrorism and insurgency at Jane's Intelligence Group. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.